It is 5 o'clock, and let's call to order the Joint Review Board special meeting for the River Forest North Avenue Tax Increment Financing District. Today's Thursday, June 21st, 2018, at 5 p.m. On roll call, Village River Forest, here. Cook County, River Forest Township.
Here.
Triton Community College District 504.
Here.
River Forest Public School District 90.
Here.
Oak Park River Forest Consolidated High School District 200.
Here.
River Forest Park District.
Here.
And public member.
Here.
First item is the approval of the minutes from the Joint Review Board meeting, special meeting of May 31st, 2018. Can I get a motion to approve?
Township approves the minutes from May 31st.
Okay. Motion by the township. Can I get a second?
Park District. Second.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Public comments. Anyone that wants to address?
Let me ask you a question first. Are you going to discuss the TIF at all today, or what is this meeting?
So the purpose of today's meeting is to make a recommendation to the Village Board of Trustees regarding the approval of the TIF district. So that's the role of the JRB. So I don't know if that answers your.
Right. I guess my public comment.
Well, why don't you come up to the mic and.
It's just that I noticed that the.
Just state your name for the record.
My name is Pamela Kenda. I live at 1115 Bonnie Bray Place. I own a building on the 1500 block of Bonnie Bray. It has been an apartment building since it was built in the 70s. I noticed in the zoning, it is now zoned commercial, and you're not allowed to have, reading the law of the zoning, saying you cannot have a apartment building up there. So I don't really understand how that happened, and is the building now out of zoning? Or is it grandfathered in?
It would, if you have a pre-existing, typically speaking, if you have a pre-existing non-conforming use, you're grandfathered. But I would want to sit down and look at your property, look at the zoning district, and then look at the zoning code. Because there is residential allowed in certain.
It says C1.
C1, okay.
So it's not allowed. But it's all next to me on that entire block.
Right.
Is apartment buildings and single-family homes.
Right.
So how did that zoning happen?
I don't know. I've been here seven and a half, 8 years, and we haven't done a map amendment since I've been here, so that would have been, if something had changed, it would have been before that.
Okay. So my comment is, I don't understand.
Got it. I'm happy to talk to you offline, or we can schedule a meeting to chat more about the TIF district, and then I think your question, separate from that, is more understanding the zoning for the property you own.
Well, I guess if the TIF district were to happen, would that zoning then take precedent and then you decide?
No, there's really no, there's no connection between the two.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Is that fair?
The TIF is a tool. It doesn't change the zoning. The zoning is a separate process that the village undertakes. And if you take Eric up on his offer for a meeting, he can sit down with you, look at the zoning map, the land use chart, perhaps the historical records for your property to help you determine when the zoning changed. But the TIF is just, the TIF is a tool that's separate from zoning. The zoning classifications are not changing because of TIF districts is in place or not.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Next item is the Joint Review Board question and answer period. If you recall, at our last meeting, School District 200 had asked for some time to review the materials and then also circle back with your elected officials to get some official direction. And it sounds like that has taken place.
Yeah, and okay. I want to thank my fellow Joint Review Board colleagues and in the village, and thank you. We did have that conversation Tuesday night, and we are prepared to vote tonight.
Right. Very good. And a result of that as well was the school districts in the village have agreed on an intergovernmental agreement, not only for North Avenue but for Madison Street as it relates to surplus declarations of TIF funds in later years. That though, although it's with the two schools in the village, any surplus would go back to the county and benefit all the taxing bodies. So even though the agreement is just with the schools, every taxing body would receive those surpluses in the later years. So we just got this back today. Once it's been executed on the village's side, I'll circulate that to everyone so you have a copy of that. Are there any other questions and answers or questions from any members of the JRB?
No.
Okay. If not, then at this time we would make take a vote on a recommendation to the Village of River Forest Village Board regarding the North Avenue TIF District. So I will go ahead and make a motion to recommend approval of the North Avenue River Forest proposed River Forest TIF District to the Village Board of Trustees and authorize the chair to compile a written report and findings to be sent to the Village Board as well.
Second, River Forest.
All right, we have a second from the Park District. Is there any discussion at all?
Yeah.
We're all River Forest on some level. Right? Any questions, comments?
None.
Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Village, yes. Township?
Yes.
Triton College District 504?
Yes.
River Forest Public Schools 90?
Yes.
Oak Park River Forest High School District 200?
Yes.
River Forest Park District?
Yes.
And public member?
Yes.
Very good. Motion passes. That concludes our business for today, so I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned at 5:06. Thank you.